it's at first blush going to sound kind of wild.
But as we go through it, we'll see it's not such a wild idea. Okay? And it's Tzadi Tes. We're in Tzadi Tes just to orient you and where we're holding here. So if you're not holding by Tzadi Tes, then you won't be able to answer the question. Well, you might be. But you might not even know why it's a question. But you'll follow it along afterwards if you're not holding by Tzadi Tes. I'm going to give you a scenario, okay? You've got Gimel Chaticho Shel Heter. And one chatichos iser. Okay? Yavesh b'yavesh. These are dry food items. Let's, for argument's sake now, say min b'mino. So all are of the same flavor, variety. Three heter, one iser. What with me so far? So far so good. Sounds like it's going to be an easy one, right? Sounds like this one's going to be a no-brainer. So three heter, one iser. And, of course, the iser falls into the heter. Okay, so you've got three heter, one iser. You have no idea this happened. You're not aware of it. You're completely unaware it happened. And then afterwards, you end up that they split. And you have two distinct mixtures of two pieces. You have no idea. It's like the guy at the street corner. You have no idea where the iser went to. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ricard Monte. Right, so you have no idea where the iser went to, but it's there somewhere. And now you have two pieces here of heter, and or you have, I shouldn't say two, you have two pieces. Somewhere in this mixture, there's a piece of iser. What's the halacha?
Tell if it's a min b'mino or
it's a min b'mino. I said min b'mino. I gave you four pieces, min b'mino, three heter, one iser. Iser falls into heter. And, okay, let me start simpler, okay? Four pieces of meat, min b'mino, all the same variety, same flavor, same cut, same everything, right? They came out of the kosher high freezer, the three heter, and the non-kosher high freezer, the one iser, right? So you have non-kosher high discount. Freezer, one shell iser. And they all have the same flavor, and you know it, okay? You know it, you have three hat there, one iser. You know that they're there, and then they split and you have two. So what's the halacha? Mutter, right? Mutter. Why is it mutter? Because yavish b'yavish is batel min b'mino. Be'etzem, at that point in time, really, we'll get to later on, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Tosus read about whether one person can eat all three or not. But Be'etzem, certainly according to the Rosh sheet, and really according to the Rashba sheet, the Mikra Adin, one person can eat all four now. So they split up. So he had there and had there. No problem. Okay? So now I'm throwing a twist into it. Again, you have three pieces had there, one piece is there. They're all min b'mino. They all taste the same. They look the same. They act the same. They talk the same. And they got mixed together. You had no idea they got mixed together. Before you found out they were mixed together, they split two and two. And now you find out both things to be true. You find out that this got mixed in, and you find out that they're split two and two. So what's the halacha now? Little musical interlude while we think. It's fine. Okay? Do I have another opinion? Well, it's not fun. Okay, so why should it be fine? Why should it not be fine? Meaning, why is this question any different? Right? Why is this question any different? Because the question I'm raising for you is, would Yedias HaTaroves make a difference or not? Or the lack of Yedias HaTaroves make a difference? So, Leo, I assume you're saying it's fine because at the end of the day, the Shach and the Ramah, that we don't care. We don't pass Yedias HaTaroves makes a difference or not. You don't have to be choker even. You don't have to ask the questions, and therefore, correct?
Well, no, it's all part of the same topic. It all remains part of the topic.
So, can you be mitzari for a deal raisa, two things that are separate into one big sophic, right?
You have that as well.
Pardon?
Yeah, you have that as well.
Right, okay. So,
I put, though, in a situation, though, where we had less than 60, but where you could add more to mavatlet, then it made a difference whether you knew it or didn't know.
Well, that's what I'm raising the question. Does it make a difference or not?
It does, I thought. Because if you don't know, then you're allowed to add more. If They didn't know Shogeg particularly.
Well, Shogeg Mezid, like the Shach points out, unless you define Shogeg and Mezid as Shogeg is not know and Mezid did know, those terms itself might shed some light on this particular question in terms of whether knowing or not makes a difference. So you have here inside the test this Ramah. The Ramah brings down that there are those who are machalik between noda versus lo noda tarovas. The Ramah says the minig is not like that. The Ramah seems to be saying it even if you don't say Chanan, says it if you don't say Chanan. The Shach points out as an afkamina if you do say Chanan. The Yisra Beheter that the Ramah is based on talks about if you do say Chanan. The Shach reads the Ramah is even if you don't say Chanan. Says the Ramah. So, Yisra Shin is batel, kigon shere shish kinek, dem nitoz bo acher kach, right? It makes no difference. Okay? That's the Ramah here. And we don't care. Noda, lo noda, etc. The Ramah before then in Sif Hei. The Yesh Orm Dafil B'Makum D'Lomrin Chanan. Lo Mahani Ahet Levatel and Nitosiv Kol Mishnoda Tarobas. The Noda Tarov is called Lomahani, Shazacha Mosheos Vachakach, right? So there the Ramah brings down this scenario. I have a Taroves Isser Beheter. I don't have enough to Mivatel the Isser. I have, I don't know, 40, 50, 55, but I don't have Shishim Kenegdo. So the Heter, to Mivatel the Isser, would only be helpful if it's added, Kodim Shinoda Taroves. But Achri the Isser Taroves would not be helpful. So again, this thread that runs through the Ramah here is the idea of Tarovas an essential element in Bittul or not. The Ramah says, but based on that, so it would be the responsibility of the Chacham who's passing the Shiloh to find out, was this known beforehand or not? But that's not the minute, right? Meaning people don't ask those questions. So the Taz says, yeah, people won't ask those questions because we're not machzik isura. But if, in fact, if you know that there was an afil, in other words, no one's asking the question, how many times did this fall in? But right now, what do you got there? You got 60 to 1, good. Is it one fall, two falls, right? We're not machzik isura. But the Taz says, but if you know that it happened in two separate afilos, then you have to start asking questions. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, we don't ask questions, you don't have to ask questions. But if you do have to ask the question, that'd be different. The Shach says no. And the Shach says, we're not concerned bichlal for no do lo no la parovas, makes no difference, it does not change the matter. Okay? So I want to get to where this all comes from, and how this machlokas comes to be, and what is the svara behind chiluk between noda and lo noda, as well as a fascinating nafkamina and potentially in halacha, between the opinions that say that no da tarovas makes a difference versus not. Starts with a Mishnah in Trumos and Perikei. Almost everything in Tarovas starts with a Mishnah in Trumos and Perikei. Be kedai to spend some time in the Mishnah in Trumos and Perikei. And the Mishnah has the following machlokes. Saw a truma, shenof lemea. You have a saw of truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin. Okay? If I pause now and say, give me a psak halacha. One saw of truma into 100 chulin. Give me a psak halacha. Right?
Yeah.
So good, there's actually a two-part halacha here, right? One is it's good, two is? I got to be meirim a saw and give to a kohen, right? Got to take off a saw and give to a kohen. Pashtus, according to most Rishonim, that's because there's mamon kahuna mixed in there, meaning I have two shilohs here. One's an Isser V'Heter shiloh, one's a mamon kahuna shiloh. Even though by the Isser V'Heter shiloh, so I know I have a 100 to 1 ratio, it's good, but I also know I have a saw that belongs to a kohen, doesn't belong to me. So I have to satisfy the saw truma of by giving a saw to a kohen. Easy enough, no problem. Rashi in Avodazara, which we'll get back around to, Mirtz Hashem, probably Kuftes, Rashi holds that by all Isurim, you have to be Meir. You have to take off a chelik. It might be Nogea here as well, but just bear that Rashi in mind. Okay, good. Now, you know what's going to happen next, right? So, and then, V'lohi speak l'agbiya achinof l'acheres. You couldn't take it out till another one fell in. So now, you've got two saw of truma for 100 saw of chulin. So if I asked you what's the halacha of two salvage shurim for 100 salvage chulin, you would tell me clearly not bata. Right? You're only halfway there. But if you tell me that the first saw that fell in was nizbatil in the 100 saw, so then you would tell me I have 101 to one, right? I have 101. I have 101 to one. It's batel. It's good. So says the Mishnah Rezu Asur. The Tanakhama's position is it's awesome. It's awesome. For some reason, we say that the nitosef acharkach is going to Asur. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon permits it. So what is the machlokes between the Tanakh and Rabbi Shimon? So the Rav here brings down, based on the Yerushalmi, it's the Rush in Chulin as well, that understands like this. The machlokes in the Mishnah is actually where there's the Yedias HaTaroves before the second one falls in. You know about it. There's the Yedias HaTaroves before the second one falls in. But the following halacha is true. There is a Chiyuv Harama of the Sa'a Truma. And so according to the Tanakhama Shita, the Chiyuv Harama of the Sa'a Truma prevents the Bittul. It's not Bittul because I have to take it out. I can't just say, okay, it's gone. It prevents the Bittul. According to Reb Shimon Shita, Reb Shimon L'Shita Sa'a and Kol Torah Kula, they call it Omeid Liktos Kikotzer Dami, Kol Omeid Libotzer Kibotzer Dami, Kol Omeid to be taken out is Kitaken out Dami, right? Since it's a chiyuv netila, so it's like kinatul dummy, and therefore it's like hafrosh, it's kiparish dummy, and therefore it's like it's out already, and therefore it's bata. Ad kan the divrei mishnah according to the rav, and the mishnah rishona says that the mishnah is medirik like the rav's position in the mishnah, because the mishnah doesn't say that the lohigbia, it says lohispik lahagbia, mashma that you knew it was there, just didn't have a chance to get it out before the next one fell in. So again, the Mishnah in Trumas is telling me a saw fell into 100 saw of chulin, saw truma, 100 saw of chulin. You knew about it. You didn't have a chance to take it out till the next one fell in. Tanakhama says, okay, you've got a problem here. There's no bittel, because since it's a chiyuv harama, and you can't be meirim, or you weren't meirim rather, so therefore it prevents the bittel. And Reb Shimon's position is that since it's like it's murim already, so it's like it's batel, and therefore it would be mevatel, the saw of truma. Good. The big question becomes, how do you apply this Mishnah? I'll leave the Rambam sheet out of this conversation. Rambam has a different way of understanding the Mishnah. It's actually, everybody is maskim if it's noda before that it's batel, if it's lo noda, that there's a machlokas, but leave the Rambam out of it for now. How would you apply this Mishnah to other isur? This is truma. How would you apply to other isur? So the Rosh, in Maseches Chulin, in Giranosha, the Rosh says, I'll tell you how. He says, Rabbi Shimon Shita here would be telling for the Rabbanon Shita Bishari Sur. Why? Delo bo harama. They don't require harama. And therefore, She Yediya Goremetz HaHeter. It's the Yediya itself that causes the Heter. So the Rosh's Shita is that the Mishnah is telling you the following. Be'etzem, everybody agrees that the trigger for the heter in a tarovas is the idea. When you know it, it becomes mutter, not prior to that. However, in the context of truma, the chachomim shita is that even though in general the idea is goyim the heter, but the chiyuv harama of the truma prevents that heter from kicking in, right? Normally, Yediyah triggers Bittul. Here, Yediyah would trigger Bittul, but the Bittul itself is negated by the fact that this is not Nisbatel, it's got to be taken out. Right? So I have to take out a saw and say, it's you know, I don't want to say pretend Chas V'Shalom, but I have to act as though this is the saw of Truma. It's the saw of Truma. It's got a 1 in 101 chance of being the saw of Truma. Maybe yes, maybe no. But I'm going to act as though it's the saw of truma. So if I'm going to act as though I can identify and remove the saw of truma, so in that case, that's going to prevent the bittul. Reb Shimon says, no, no, no. Since you're going to identify it and remove it, it's like it's removed already. So be'etzem, it's I take it the last step, and when the next saw falls in, so I've got 100 to 1 again. That one saw that I'm taking out is not part of the mixture anymore, because it's like it's murim. 100 to 1 again. But Mela says, the Rosh, from the Shita of the Chachamim, you can be, I'm sorry, the teacher of Shimon rather, you can derive the Chachamim Shita, which is that inherently the Yediya is what triggers the Bittel. And the Pri Chodosh learns like that as well. Pri Chodosh is very, very shtak against the Ramah here. And he says that Avalim lo no de lo minifilos isra rishonach nifil isra sheni, havule kinof lu shneim of asachas. Basically says I don't know in between, like they fell at the same second, right? In other words, one could argue, and I'm not arguing this in halacha, but in Sfaro, so I have a chatichos ish that fell into heaven, right? So let's use a slow motion camera, you know, high speed camera. I could play it back in slow motion and watch the whole thing happen. Right? So I have my Isser falling into the hat there. Right? Now, only part of the Isser comes in first. Right? There's a time gap till the rest of the Isser comes in. So why don't you say, kama, kama, batile? Right? Meaning, it should be, as it goes in, so it's going to come in at a little bit at a time. So each little bit is batel. And then, let's say I have, okay, not a chaticha achas, because one chaticha going to be hard to identify. But let's say I have a shower of liquid of Isser that goes into the heter. And there's not shishim keneged the shower of Isser, but there's shishim keneged each kol tip of a tipa, right? Every drop of the shishim keneged. So are you going to say, now, kama kama batile, that each one is batel to begin with? You're going to say, no, that's a bas achas. Pri Chodesh is saying, basically, where do I draw the line between what's a nefilah b'bas achas and nefilah b'zecher zeh? How much time has to elapse? Is it 5 minutes? 2 minutes? 2 seconds? Split second? How much time elapses? So, says the Pri Chodesh, I'm telling you the dividing line is very simple. What's called bas achas is no yediyah bein tayim. What's called shtei nefilos, yediyah bein tayim. And so, if you lack a yediyah bein tayim, it's considered a nefilah bas achas. If they both fall at the same time, so vaday, you need a shishim keneged both, not shishim keneged one, and then together with that one, shishim keneged the other. Right? You're going to need twice the shishim in order to mevatla. Very simple pichadah. She therefore is cholek on the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Mishona here in the Mishnah in Trumos, feels that this Pri Chodosh, and even this Ramo that brings down this chiluk between Noda and Lo Noda, is missing the point entirely. Why? He says, mamish the opposite from what the Rosh says in the Seches Chulin. And he questions the Rosh. He says, the Rosh in Chulin tells you that from here, Nishma l'Rabbanan b'shari surim et thididat karem is the bittel. He says, fakert. Fakert, here the only reason there will be a lack of bittel without the idea is because the chi of haram. Since there's an obligation for you to remove the truma, therefore the question of yediyah or not comes into play. Right? Question of yediyah or not comes into play. However, if there would be no din of harama, like again, we're saying in, not like Rashi in Oli Surim, there's no such din. So then you don't have to come on to any ideas of yediyah or not. They're not relevant. Yediyah is only relevant here because I have an issue of bittel. So once I have an issue of bittel and harama, I have to take it out, and the taking it out interferes with the bittel. So now we get into, okay, so would you say that once I know and I'm planning on taking it out, it's like taking out like Rav Shimon, not like the Chachamim, but otherwise, if there's no din harama, there's no din to take it out, so then yediyah is lo ma'ana v'lo morid. It makes no difference whatsoever. It doesn't impact at all. And he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi entertains the following question. It's the same question is brought down in the Darkei Tshuva, in the name of many of the poskim, with regard to Arisir. And it's a very fascinating question. Okay? I'll give you the Mishnah scenario and the Yerushalmi's question. So I have a saw truma that fell into 100 saw of chul. I have no idea it fell in. I have no clue. I wasn't home. But you were. You were monitoring my Ring security cameras, right? Or whatever cameras I have in the house. I don't know, whatever they were. You were watching. I had on my desk in my office. I had my 100 saw of chulin, because we were doing a chulin experiment. I don't know, whatever. I had 100 saw of chulin, and into it fell a saw of chulin. I wasn't there. I had no idea, but the kid over bar mitzvah, who was spending whatever period sitting in my office. So he was there and watched the whole thing happen. He watched the saw. What?
He was in the office?
No. That would be a case. Wow. There's a lot of puzzle people out there in the world. Right? So he saw the whole thing happen. So now another saw falls in. So I have no idea. But he has the idea. So would his yediyah be molo for me? Does his knowledge of the fact that it fell in affect this or not? How would it affect it?
Does it have to belong to you, I thought?
For what? For what purpose?
In order for the yediyah to count.
That's what I'm asking the question.
Yes. Yeah,
so that's the question we're raising.
I thought it does
have to. The Yerushalmi raises the question. Yediyah's chaveru ki yediyaso lo ki yediyaso. The Yerushalmi raises the question in Shmos. Is your fellow's yediyah like your yediyah or not? Would it make a difference? Would it not make a difference? That is the question the Yerushalmi raises, which it does not answer. Not answer, is your fellow's yediyah relevant or not? Says the Mishnah Rishona, what difference should it make? What difference should it make? Yediyah Sarovas, Yediyah Sarovas. What difference should it make? So I'll get to it in a moment, what difference it could make. He says, I'll tell you what difference it makes. Because who is the chiyuv harama on? When I say harama, I mean without an ayin, right? Just, you know, people get confused here. So you know, people walk away and say it's a chiyuv harama, right? So who is the chiyuv harama on? Not on the guy who's watching it. In other words, when I walk back in my office and the kid goes to me, hey, I got bad news. A saw of truma fell into your 100 saw of chulin. So, ooh, that's pretty bad, but I'm okay with that because, you know, it's batel. He says, I got worse news. What? It happened again. So I left you in charge. What's going on, right? Right? Happened again. So now I have to be done. So now he knew about the first saw and then the second saw. I knew nothing until after the whole thing happened. So would his yediyah be relevant or not? So what's the shail of Yerushalmi? It says the Mishnah Rishon. The shail it has is that the yediyah that I have when the first saw falls in is it's called ha'omed laharim kimurim dami, because the chiyuv haram is on me. I have an obligation to take it off. Right. So I owe it to the kohen, I have an obligation to take it off. Therefore, it could be done, whether or not, okay, does his yediyah affect me or not? But if there's no chiyuv to be meirim, that's not relevant. The Yerushalmi's only question is based on the fact that the chiyuv haram is here, and therefore we need to know. Other than that, would not be relevant. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi, and that is the Mishnah Rishona. So we have a major machlokus here amongst the poskim, if in fact this Yediyas HaTarovis is relevant to Bittel or not. Meaning, the Rosh is telling you, Maseches Chulin, that Yediyas Tarovis is an essential element of Bittel, and absent the Yediyas HaTarovis, there's no Bittel. Mishnah Rishona is telling you, it's a Din in Truma, not a Din in Chulin. The Rambam writes it in Hilchos Truma, and the Mishnah Rishona says, you know what? If this is a didn't call it Tarakula, so why is it saved special for Truma? Didn't call it Tarakula, so don't just stick it in Mishnayos Trumos. It's in Mishnayos Trumos, because a special din in Truma. The Rishimon Shkop in the Share Yosher raises the question, what would be the Svar Taka to apply it to other things? Meaning the Mishnah Rishona is telling you it's a Truma relevant issue because it has to do with the Chiyuv to be Meirim, and that the Chiyuv to be Meirim would interfere with the ability to become Batel. The way he puts it, the Mishnah Rishona, so beautifully, is he says that once there's a Chiyuv to be Meirim al Tamamanos, so the Chachamim looked at it as though it's not Batel, it's not mixed in Olagabi Yisr as well. Right? I can't split the two. I can't say, okay, Lagabi Momonos, it's this, Lagabi Yisr Beheter, it's that. It either is mixed in or it's not mixed in. So if you tell me it's not mixed in Lagabi Momonos, it's not mixed in Lagabi Yisr Beheter either. If you tell me it is mixed in Lagabi Yisr Beheter, it's mixed in Lagabi Momonos. You have to decide what this is. It can't be both. Easy enough. Good. Shimon Shkop and the Shari Yosher entertained two possibilities for the lack of bittul without a yediyah. One is the following. It's an elegant idea. And the truth is that this idea might explain why the yediyah is relevant even if it's mine versus yours, even in other Yisurim. And the second idea would explain even better. The first idea entertaining is the following, very, very simple question. It says, let's say by a yavish be yavish. Okay? So for bittul, I have to have a couple of things for the question of bittul to get off the ground. The first thing is I have to have isser and heter, right? So I have heter and heter, or isser and isser. There's no bittul. Okay, good. Second thing I have to have is a tarofus. I have to have a mixture. If it's not mixed together, the bittul doesn't get off the ground. If it's nikara isser, if it's visible, it ain't mixed. There's no bittul. There's no bittul shayla, right? If that's a tarofus, good. What makes something a tarofus? So I'm going to use a very, very simple, well, we like the term balabatish in these circles. So I'll use a balabatish term, right? Tarofus means it's mixed up. It's mixed up, okay? So if I have a chatichos iser and three chatichos or two chatichos had there, one over here, two over there, are they mixed up?
No.
So far, so good. Good. If I move them over here, are they mixed up? I feel like I'm doing a Trump here. If I move them over here, right? So are they mixed up? No. Very separate, right? Over here, mixed up? No. Good. Let's say I blend them together. But nobody knows they're blended together. Right? Instead of a tree falling in a forest, a piece of Isser fell into two pieces of heter. I blend them together, and nobody knows that they're blended together. Would you call that mixed up or not? So Shimon Shkop says, well, if I were to ask the Chatichas Isser, do you know who you are? If the Chatichas Isser could talk, it would say, yes, I'm the Chatichas Isser, right? If I could get a good, solid Rebbe over here, and he could talk to the Chatichos, so, you know, to light a bonfire in front of them, and then he can talk to them, right? So talk to the Chatichos.
Wouldn't it be us or ultimate Torah then?
Not for now. Not for now. But, right, if you talk to the Chatichos Isser will tell you, I'm the Isser, and the two Chatichos Heter will tell you, I'm the Heter, right? Says Rosh Shimon Shkop, it's very mistaver to argue that the problem with the lack of Yediyas HaTarovas is not that you need a Yediyas HaTarovas, it's that you need a Tarovas. What makes it mixed up? It's not mixed up, you're mixed up. You don't know which is the Isser, which is the Heter. But you have to know that you don't know in order to not know. Right? You have to know you don't know to have it mixed up. The fact that they come very close together, and they come very close together in a way that you can't identify which is which, good. That's wonderful if you can't identify which is which. But if you don't even know they're mixed up to identify it, you don't get a tarovas, says Rav Shimon Shkop. You only get a tarovas at the point where there's somebody to know that they're mixed up. Good. So if nobody knows it, it's not a mixture. Very simple, very elegant. That might explain the Rishami's question. Meaning, so who has to know they're mixed up? It's a mixture that's relevant to me, not to you. Maybe, like the Gemara, like the Shulchan Aruch here in Sadi test, maybe the idea would be Toluian, is it me? Is it you who might eat from it? Is it somebody else, right? Exactly who might it be? But it has to be somebody who it's relevant to, who knows there's a mix-up here, to be mixed up, to have a tarobas. If not, then not. The only problem with that, Rav Shimon Shkop points out, is that that would create a chiluk between a yavesh b'yavesh and a lach b'lach tarobas. Meaning, if I'm correct, says Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher, so then a yavesh b'yavesh mixture, you would say, okay, until such time as somebody knows about it, it's not mixed because it's all made from the atzma. You just don't know which one is which. You can't identify it. You have to have somebody knowing about it to be considered a tarovas, a mixture. But by lach b'lach, that's not the case. I mean, by lach b'lach, it blends, it mixes together. And if nobody knows about it, it's not just pshat, you can't identify it. It's lost its identity, right? It's not you can't say, this is the isser, this is the heter. They're blended together in a way that they're inseparable. It says from Shimon Shkop that the din of a yediyah is not brought down in the poskim with a chiluk between lach balach and yavish biyavish. In other words, if I'm right, you should find the post can be mechalik and say, when do you say a yediyah betchila would make a difference? That would only be in yavish biyavish. But lach balach, yediyah doesn't make a difference. We don't find the post can differentiate between lach balach and yavish biyavish. They differentiate between yes or no, yediyah, yes needed, yediyah not needed. So he offers a second, very elegant idea, which we're going to come back to, Mirtz Hashem, when we get to the halachos of Davar Shnei Shlamatirin, and that is that there's another very important factor in Bittul. Like I said before, for Bittul, you need the following three things to be true. Okay? You have to have Isser and Heter. They have to be mixed together, right? And they have to be non-identifiable. But when I say you have to have Isser and Heter, what I mean by that is that Bittul is the outgrowth of conflict, of Isnagdus. That the Isser and the Heter are at odds. If two things are not at odds, there's no Bittul, right? Two things are not at odds, there's no conflict within it, there's no Bittul, I don't have to be Mevatel. It's not, okay, was I Mevatel this bag because I have a Shulchan Aruch on top of it? So I'm a Bittul. But where's their Bittul there? There's no need, no place, no relevance for Bittul. Bittul is where I have two things that are in conflict. And now, so how do I determine how to look and assess the whole situation as a one unit? So, okay, so the Torah gives us klalim. Lintos achirab lahatos a Bittul barov. But that's where there's conflict, there would be a hisnagdus. If there's no hisnagdus, there's no Bittul. Heter beheter, there's no Bittul. Isser beisser, there's no Bittul. There's no need for Bittul. Says the Shimon Shkop like this. So, Batsim, when do you have conflict? You know, my chatichos iser and my shte chatichos heter are getting along just fine.
The heter with the chol of mayim, then.
What do you mean?
The case where the chol does not fall into 60 times in mayim.
So, we have to get to whether there's bittul bichlal by baser bichalav. Right? There shouldn't be bittul bichlal by baser bichalav. We're going to have to get there first. To your question.
Before that, it's in the water and the milk itself, though.
Yeah, but again.
There's no snagdus. Why should you say it? Why should you even be a smart bittul?
So I'm going to say that we're using the term bittul and baser b'chalav as a borrowed term. Because the we haven't gotten to this yet. We'll get there. But by baser b'chalav, where both of them are heter, so then Tosos in Nida would seem to indicate there's never a bittul. Because bittul is only if it's for the heter. So it's a good question. It's an excellent question. But it requires, you know, it's going to be a later shear, so to speak. So hold on to the question. I'll keep you in suspense on that one. We'll get you coming back, hopefully.
Is that the Rech Lechirim?
Right, exactly.
So there is cases of Yavish that is Derubis, and it's... And
sure.
It's, but,
sure. That's Kuf Tes, we'll get there.
I know, they're discussing today in Ayin Beis, in Zvachim, saying that there wasn't...
No, today's daf is telling you that there's rules of certain things that wouldn't be batel. And the Mishnah is telling you there's an exception to the rule of bittul. The Mishnah in today's daf is telling you that there should be a rule of bittul here,
right.
But there's no bittul because bali chayim are not batel. So here's a rule of when things that normally would be batel are not batel.
Right.
But you mix them up, you can't identify them. No good. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, again, when my chatichos iser falls into my two chatichos heter, they're getting along just fine. They're like Trump and Mamdani, right? they're good buddies, right? They're getting along just fine. But Elamai, when I come along and I go, oh no, this Isser is head there, this doesn't work, right? That is not, this is only Nolud at the point where it's really okay to me. The conflict only becomes relevant at the point of the idea. And therefore, it's only at the point of the idea that there would be a bittul. There would not be a bittul before that point, it would only be at the point of the idea that there would be a bittul. That would be the svara that Rav Shimon Shkop offers to say why there are deos, at least, that apply the Mishnah in Trumos to all Isur. Because it's not just the din of harama that you have to take off the Isur that presents the bittul. It's that the shayla of bittul is not nogea until there's the idea by somebody who creates the conflict, the hisnagdus. It's a beautiful idea. Rav Shimon Shkop's idea, I think, would explain very well the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, rather, in Shumos. Because again, that kid sit in my office in my example there before. So the Truma falls into the Chulin. He looks at it and goes, Okay, what do I care? It makes no difference to me, right? There's no conflict. They're getting along just fine. I walk in, I go, what happened? Saw Truman to my chulin, now what, right? Now I got a problem. How do I deal with this? I've got a conflict. So my idea is relevant, not his idea. It also would explain, this Rav Shimon Shkab, the famous Radvaz. There's a famous Radvaz, which we have not discussed here in Tzadi Tes. The Radvaz's shita is that if you buy from a goy a taroves that was batel, in other words, it was nisbatel biyarakov, whatever the mixture was, it was nisbatel biyarakov, Isser fell out the head there, it was nisbatel biyarakov, and then you buy it from the goy, that's a violation of Eimav Alanis of the Chatzchila. You can't buy it from the goy because you're mevatel is the Chatzchila, which everybody asks in the Radvaz, what are you talking about? The goy, the bittel happened biyarakov, happened 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whenever. This bottle already. You come along and you buy it. Why is that bitulis l'chatzila? But if you understand Rav Shimon Shkab's perspective on Yediyas HaTaroves, so then it's beautiful. It's very, very beautiful and elegant because the bitul doesn't happen until there's a hisnagdus. By the goy, no hisnagdus. So the pork fell into the meat. Beautiful, wonderful, right? So I've got a recipe for that. Right? It involves a smoker. Okay, good. Wonderful. So it's great. I come along, I go, oh no, there's a problem. Oh, so now there's a problem. Now I have to come on to Hilchos Bittel. So when I buy it, it's Gito V'yodo Ba'in Ka'achas. At the time that I buy it, both the problem comes up, that now there's a Hisnagdus. The Bittel comes up as well. But now I am creating a Bittel, a Chatzila. I am now going and taking the mixture and being mevatel it by buying it's a problem, a mevatel is l'chatchila. It would come out then that if we conclude like the Ramah and like the Shach that we're not no way to be choker b'chlal, now we assume seemingly, like the Mishnah Rishon's understanding, this is a din davke in Truma and not in other Isurim, that in fact we would not be chayash v'advas, which we're not, meaning that we would hold that no, that bittel is more of a mitzias, not so much a hisnagdus, but bittel is a mitzias. That the fact that, which is, you have to be done this question as well. I'll just throw us out and for now. We're going to get back to it in Kuftes as well. Promising a lot for Kuftes. It's going to be a long simon. But the question of Bichlal, is Bittel a beerer of a Metzias? Or is Bittel a Psach? Or I should say, is Rov. A beerer of a Metzias is Rov a Psach.
So why is the reality only in Truma? You're saying the reality only occurs in Truma?
No, I'm saying it's only in Truma, because Truma has a halacha, you have to take off that piece, right? So there might be a chiluk between, there might be a chiluk also in Yediyas HaTaroves, even those who hold it, between a bittel barov versus a lintos acharav lahatos called the parish miru parish. Those two roves are different roves, and they might be different.
Back to your question then about the four. Why? That's why the meat would be problematic. Because you no longer have acharav lahatos.
Correct. So if you hold that you need a Yediyas HaTaroves, it'd be a strong story to argue that in my question I started with the four pieces, that if the four pieces got mixed together, and now they separate, it's three and one, separate in two and two before Yediyas HaTaroves, there was never a bittel to begin with of that one piece. Now I have only two and two. Somewhere I have a 50-50. So if you tell me you can't be mitzarev by a deraisa level iser, all of those things into the mixture because they're not together, so then it would be a slur to say that no, there's no bittel. But if you tell me the yediya b'tchila is not relevant, make a difference. Also, it makes a huge difference between the taz and the shach here, because in the taz's perspective, it's just a matter of we're not chayish and not choker because we're not chayish. So if you have a reason to be chayish, then you have to worry about it. And you do have to be concerned for it. In the Shach's perspective, he says no. He says again, the Shach, getting back to what the Shach says, he says that if you're mechalek between Shogeg and Mezid, by definition means you knew the Taroves. Question is if it's Nitosev Acharkach b'Shogeg Mezid. So it means you knew about it beforehand. Now we're just being done if in fact it's Nitosev b'Shogeg or b'Mezid. And therefore we see there's no chiluk between a lack of Yediyah and a Yediyah. Otherwise, how do you be able to look at Shogeg Mezid? Unless you're madchik to say that Shogeg means you didn't know and Mezid means you did know, which he says is certainly not the pashtus of the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay, I don't know if that made things clearer or worse, but either you have Yediyas HaTaroves or you don't.
out there, so Shelby means you knew there was somebody that was an accident. You know that was an accident. Shelby means
now.
You know now that was an accident.